This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about the words reduce and decrease. Dear teacher, would you please explain to me when to use decrease and reduce? Thanks for giving us such valuable points. Kind regards, Mahmoud in Saudi Arabia. Hello, Mahmoud. Thank you for writing to us. The words decrease and reduce are often thought of as having the same meaning. However, there are some differences, especially in the uses of reduce. Let's look at each word more closely. Decrease is a verb that can take a direct object, meaning it is transitive. It can also be intransitive, which means that it does not take a direct object. Decrease means to grow less in amount, size, or strength over time, or to cause to be less. Online shopping and big stores like Target have helped to decrease shopping malls in the U.S. from 2,500 in the 1980s to around 700 malls now. Voter turnout numbers decreased during the midterm election in some states like West Virginia and Virginia. Decrease can also be a noun. It is the process of growing less over time. It is a countable noun. For example, there has been a decrease in newspaper reading over many years, possibly because of the internet. Now let's move on to reduce. Reduce is a verb and has many more meanings. It is most often used as a transitive verb that takes a direct object. But sometimes we can use it without a direct object. The general meaning is to make something smaller. This meaning is most closely related to decrease. Electric cars could reduce our need for gasoline-powered cars. Reduce can also mean to bring together into one and to narrow down. Every year, I reduce my clothes by going through my closet and giving away some pieces. We can also reduce a liquid by boiling it. This makes the taste stronger, and there is less liquid. If you bring sugar to a boil and then reduce it, you are left with a thick caramel sauce. Reduce can also mean to bring to a certain state or condition, usually a negative one. We can use reduce with the preposition to create a phrasal verb. The concert reduced her to tears. This sentence is in the active voice. This means that the concert moved the woman emotionally to such an extent that she cried. We can also use the passive voice to mean that someone is reduced to a state or condition. She was reduced to uncontrollable laughter after seeing the funny movie. The forest was reduced to ashes by the wildfire. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.